The Boko Haram kidnapping hits close to home. Mexico's drug war impacts ministry on both sides of the border. And Ukraine's refugee crisis is going largely unnoticed. We'll take a closer look on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigeria has become Africa's kidnapping capital of the world, according to the London-based Control Risks Group. Nigeria's former president isn't sure they'll be able to rescue the 200-plus schoolgirls from the terrorist group Boko Haram. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says they have a personal stake in the issue.
Unfortunately to us, they're not unknown faces. They're family members of some of the people that are involved directly in Bible translation in that part of Nigeria.
Some translation teams have abandoned their homes due to the Boko Haram advance. Despite being on the run, though, their work won't stop. There are nearly 100 translations in progress. Bible translation acceleration kits make this possible.
The desperation of the situation actually increases their motivation for getting God's Word translated because they realize that the political and religious solutions are not working, and they need some truth that's going to change hearts in order to make any difference for the long haul.
There are three ways you can make a difference. Look for them at our website. Next, the United States government is addressing the recent influx of child aliens from Central America, calling it a humanitarian crisis. Donna Abbott of Bethany Christian Services says children running to the U.S. face trouble even as they run away from it.
The journey is very dangerous, as you can imagine, and we're talking about very young children often, not just adolescents, which is tough enough, but we're talking about kids as young as 2 years old.
The kids are vulnerable to human trafficking and other exploiters. Simply put, they're refugees asking for your help.
Because the Lord calls us to care for the alien, the widow, and the orphan, and that's exactly who's in the middle of this crisis. So, you know, as Christians, we look to the Bible to guide us, to tell us what we need to do in these situations. So there's just no doubt in our mind that we're called to respond in a humanitarian way.
Respond right now. Pray for their safety and well-being. This is Mission Network News. Cartel violence in Mexico is driving many people into the southern U.S., but some have no other option than to stay. Advancing Native Missions' Renee Lilly says believers are sharing the hope of Christ with those left behind in San Pedro, Mexico.
Everything they do surrounds ministering to the community because it's a very cartel-run community. There's a lot of violence, there's a lot of drug use, there's a lot of alcoholism and abuse.
Through kids' clubs, farming, and soccer, missionaries are building relationships.
By doing it one-on-one, it's growing into these huge positive effects for the community.
Read about those effects on our website. There's also a link where you can help this ministry.
There's ongoing need for God's protection from them because it's a very violent area. But also, there's tremendous financial needs as well. Many, many times they fix the food and they said, Lord Jesus, you're going to have to multiply it because we don't have enough.
Elsewhere, Ukraine's refugee crisis is flying under the international radar as rebel fighting continues. As supplies run low in besieged cities, more families are being forced to flee. A church in central Ukraine, supported by Russian ministries, made room for 40 refugees this week, and another 15 are expected to join them soon. The church isn't just providing for physical needs, though. They're sharing the hope of Christ, too. And don't you wish your money was worth twice as much? Right now, at India Partners, it is. With a matching grant, your financial gift will provide twice as much food, water, and education as normal for the overlooked in India. India Partners works to relieve poverty and injustice through the grace of God and by the hope of Christ's compassion. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of the devotional Voices in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions. 100 true stories of God's servants who are working in the hard places. It's a great resource to study by yourself or with your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.